We are going to continue to item five. This is informational items, and this is the opportunity to meet some of the newest staff within Team GFMP.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jeff Edmeter, Parks Director for Game Fish and Parks. Yeah, today we have two new staff that we've hired. First one is going to be Ivan Weber, who's our Spring Creek Park Net Technician. I believe Ivan was going to join us. The screen, hopefully he does. If he does, he'll wave. I'd like to introduce our new Park Net Technician, Ivan Weber, to the Game Fish and Parks team. Ivan is stationed on the peninsula at Spring Creek Recreation Area, 15 miles north of Pier and Fort Pier. Ivan has vast experience in electrical, plumbing, concrete, remodel work, and heavy equipment operation that he has gained over his lifetime. Ivan has owned his own metal fabricating business, was a manager of a cattle ranch with all the duties that are absorbed in this line of work. Ivan also worked in the North Dakota oil fields and has great experience with a large South Dakota contracting business, and just recently built and designed his own new home in the Spring Creek area. Ivan began his work on May 20th, just before Memorial Day weekend, and has handled being thrown in the fire quite well. We are very fortunate to have Ivan, as he has already proven to be a great asset with a great work ethic and ideas for improvement. In this area, in his spare time, Ivan is an avid hunter and fisherman, always bringing his two dogs with him on his adventures. Please help me to welcome Ivan to Team GFP. Not sure if he's joining us today. It's a busy time in the parks world right now. So, okay.
Yeah, we're having some camera issues right now, but Ivan's here.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Ivan.
All right.
Thank you. Good deal. Our next employee is Andrew Jenkins, who's our, we'd like to welcome Andrew, who's our new assistant park manager to the GFMP team. Andrew is stationed at North Point Recreation Area near Pickstown, South Dakota. He is originally from Florida, decided to go to college, missed a turn, and ended up at the University of Montana. No, I'm not. Anyway, that's quite a jump from Florida to Montana, but Andrew has just graduated with a BS in forestry and a minor in fire and science management. His first day of work was May 24th. He jumped straight into the fire on Memorial Day weekend. When Andrew isn't at work, he enjoys playing disc golf, archery, cooking, and hiking. Please help me to welcome Andrew to Team GFMP as well. All right. Thanks, Ivan. Okay. The other thing I want to do today is we have a lot of local staff. You had the chance to meet some of these folks on our tour this morning, but most of them you just didn't. They were out working. Saw several of them out on the grounds today. So I'm gonna go ahead and introduce these folks, and I'll just have them stand up or wave. If you want to just wave, that'd be great. But I'm going to start with our regional park supervisor, Derek Dorr. Derek has worked for, 26, 27 years now in the department in a variety of positions. He was our long-term park manager at Lake Vermilion Recreation Area, and glad to have Derek as our new regional supervisor for the Southeast region. Locally at the park here, we have District Park Supervisor Shane Birch, who's been with us for 23 years. Shane led us on the tour this morning and did a great job. Luke Hummel is our park manager. He's about 2 years into the job. Correct, Luke? Okay. Peyton Brower is our new assistant manager. These guys came as a package deal, so we had to hire them both at the same time. I'm not sure what that was about, but Peyton's worked for us for 2 years too. So, okay. And then Jeannie Schrader is our senior secretary. I'm not going to mention when Jeannie started because she always hates that when I do that. But she did start sometime around 1976. Jeannie is the longest serving employee in the Parks Division right now, I believe. I can't even add up how many of those years there are, Jeannie, but I know I'm like second or third in line, so I better not talk too much. Anyway, she's done a great job. She's been a huge asset at the park for all these years and just been a very, very solid employee. Joe James is our physical plant manager at the park. Joe started in 2018. Joe is kind of in charge of the whole maintenance section, grounds and the and the buildings and so forth. Under Joe, we have Matt Yardley, who's the building maintenance supervisor. Matt came to us from the Nebraska park system at one time, but also with some other experiences, and he's been working for 4 years for us. Jim Den Herter is our newest employee. He's our conservation foreman overseeing the grounds program at Lewis and Clark. He's been in the job for just about a year now. Correct, Jim?
6 months,
okay, close. I rounded up. So Tanner Watts is our conservation technician. He has the toughest job of anybody. He has to be in charge of the folks that clean all the bathrooms during the summer, keep their morale up, keep them going, and that is not an easy job. These folks clean bathrooms every day, 7 days a week. So appreciate everything Tanner does. And then Ryan Pfeiffer is our conservation technician. And Ryan has, I didn't mention, Tanner and Ryan both have worked for the parks about 2 to 3 years now. And they both had previously worked in seasonal capacities. So anyway, thank you for letting me introduce those folks, and we're grateful to have them on staff here. So with that, any questions?
Any questions from Secretary Roebling?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I just want to thank all the staff. I mean, when we drove through the park today, it was absolutely beautiful. It really was, and you guys do such a phenomenal job with just our customer base and providing those outdoor recreational opportunities, creating memories, connecting people to the outdoors. You're doing it. I'm super, super proud. I really am, and what a great park. Keep up the great work. We got a lot of summer ahead of us, but it's great that you're all here, and I just wanted to say thank you, so thank you.
Very good, and I know we'll hear from Director Kirschman as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. We have one new employee I'd like to introduce today, and unfortunately he couldn't be with us, so I do believe he's joining us virtually. That is Mr. Will Gellman. He is our new private lands habitat biologist. Basically working out of the southeast part of South Dakota here, but really functions out of the Brookings area, is his home area. Will has kind of a unique pathway to get to South Dakota. He's originally from North Carolina and earning an undergraduate degree from Clemson University. But he did come all the way out to South Dakota to get his master's degree at South Dakota State University, as where he was doing a project on nesting waterfowl in eastern South Dakota. After graduate school, he actually went on to be a Pheasants Forever Farm Bill biologist, a private lands habitat person, essentially, both in Minnesota and here in eastern South Dakota. So he brings a nice diversity of background and is one of those go-getters. And so just like to introduce Will today. He is, one of our new private lands habitat biologists. I just saw him the other day. He is beyond excited, and he is raring to go, and he's out there working with landowners. And when I saw him in the office the other day as he came through, he was talking about a CREP contract he was working on with a private landowner. So please join me in welcoming Will to the Division of Wildlife and one of our private lands habitat biologists.
Very good. Thank you, Director. Any questions, comments? Just from the commission, congratulations, Ivan, Andrew, Will. Good luck with your new role with Team GFMP. And for all of you that are with us here in Yankton today, thank you for coming. It's good to see the faces that do the hard work on behalf of the department. So thank you all. With